Oh, it's the ruler out the foxy barrel today. It's the barrel ruler and swamp fox, Rudy Frias. I feel bad I didn't announce him in the last interview. Rudy's here. We're co-hosting.
That's right.
First time since December of
19? 2019.
2019 from the Ill-Mannered Brewery.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Chimney Lube.
Oh, my God. It was Chimney Lube. What was the one they had from Saved by the Bell?
Zach Morris.
Oh, that was way too easy. Here we are, second interview, 8-minute interview of the Ohio Cup. We have Rudy Frias Sr. here. Rudy, say hi.
Hello. How's everyone?
What is your history with the Ohio Cup? Tell me everything.
Well, we started with the Muffins in 92, and we got together in like an advisory board meeting, and plans came together about starting the Ohio Cup. And one thing led to another, and here, 20-something years later, we're still doing it.
Now, has it been the same format the entire time?
No, not really. I mean, it was always a festival. It was never a tournament. But we didn't have that many teams show up at first. But it just steadily got better and better.
It's the current. Well, I mean, because there was the one tournament.
Mm-hmm.
They did it 1 year, and wasn't the Ohio Cup? It was never. It wasn't always on Labor Day. It was on Memorial Day, wasn't it? In the beginning.
No, it was really Labor Day, but at that time. Well, you might be right. It might have been Memorial. But at that time, it used to be the Muffins Hurlers versus the Strikers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Two Muffin squads.
Uh-huh, the two squads. And that was the only two teams that got together and played. But then after that, they decided to expand and everybody else come in.
What team did you play for?
I played for the Strikers.
Strikers.
What? You know, Rudy, you were still out there playing. It only took you about 3 innings to put your back out. How are you feeling today?
Oh, my back was out before I even went out there. But my back's it's been bothering me now for a little over a month, and I don't let it bother me. I just go out and play until I can't take the pain no more.
So I'm not a doctor, but I can imagine swinging the bat. The caliber that you've been swinging.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Can't be good. Let's talk about where did you get the bat? Talk about the specs of the bat.
The bat itself is about a 42-inch bat. It's about a 40-ounce bat. What happened, Charlie Trudeau had made that bat for a team in Toledo, and they wanted big bats to swing. Everybody wanted a big bat, but when they got the bat, they're going, oh, no. This bat's too big. So he asked me, you want it? I'm going, yeah, I'd take it. So I've been swinging that bat for over 20 years.
So that's like an original unmarked Phoenix bat before Phoenix bat was Phoenix bat.
Yes.
That's weird. Is that the only bat you've ever used, or do you stray away once in a while?
No, that's the only bat I ever
used. You've never used another bat, not even for an at-bat.
Well, yeah.
I got a couple of bats from Cooperstown, but I broke them.
I mean, listen, watching this man swing, what is it, like 40-inch, 40-ounce bat, like, at this point.
It's painful to watch.
The bat swings him. But it doesn't stop him.
Nope, it doesn't. And then I have to go look for it after that because.
It just walks away.
It disappears.
It just walks away.
I go to my wife and go, have you seen my bat? No.
Yeah. Probably go. Like a concerned captain who needs you for the whole game wants that bat to just go away.
Rudy, I believe you just recently celebrated an anniversary. What was the number? How many years have you been married?
45 years.
That's right, 45 years. Yes. Tell me about that first date.
I know this story.
Hey. Tell you about the first date.
Where'd you go for dinner?
That's what I was thinking. He was going to ask me. Ponderosa.
Ponderosa? Did they have a buffet back then? Or were you going on the range with a tent and a campfire?
No. They had a buffet. Yeah, that was our first date. When we got married, our supper that night was Taco Bell.
Look at that. Taco Bell.
Honeymoon Taco Bell. And I'm not mad at it.
Hey.
No, I'm sorry. I love Taco Bell is fine.
That's right. They mom and dad celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary during the World Tournament of Vintage Baseball. And so,
yeah, I just couldn't remember the number. Rudy, what was you went to Ponderosa for dinner, but what was the first activity you took your wife to on your first date? Was it a movie? What was it?
Jeez, that's such a long time ago.
Or maybe it wasn't even your first date. But what was the first movie you took her to? Well, do you remember?
Oh yeah.
What was it, Dad?
The Way We Were.
The Way We Were.
The Way We Were.
Yeah.
Robert Streisand and Robert Redford.
Yeah, and so, Dad, were there any other movies out during that time when The Way We Were was in theaters? Was there like, I don't know, a movie that has like transformed a generation that's out during that time? Think about it.
Because we went to see Star Wars. We went to see Jaws.
He had a choice between Star Wars and The Way We
Were. You can't take your date to Star Wars. First date. You can take them later. The Way We Were. It's Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford. Seriously, it's a romance drama. That's how you go on a first date.
Star Wars.
No. It got a 7.1 on IMDb.
Star Wars forever.
I mean, Robert Redford. You take your date. There's Robert Redford in all of his glory.
Uh-huh,
you're going to score.
Yeah, right? Really? Really?
You're going to score.
Number one, there is an episode of the 70s show where Topher Grace and Donna are like trying to figure out a date, and they have a choice between The Way We Were and Star Wars.
Is this a real thing?
This is a real thing. It's like episode 2 or episode 3. And Topher Grace is like, I want to see Star Wars. And his mother goes, no, you need to see The Way We Were. That's going to be a good movie. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
And you had that in the wonder. Yeah. Hey, Rudy, thanks for coming over. Your 8 minutes is just about up. Is there anything going on in your life you'd like to plug?
No, not really.
I'm
going to be doing some babysitting of grandchildren.
Babysitting those grandkids.
Oh, I got to work late that day.
Retired.
All right, senior. Thanks.
Thanks, Dad.
Bye-bye.